From Du Bois to Jeffrey City and South Pass to Lysite, if it's happening in Fremont County, Fairings in the Field. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's County 10 reporter Amanda Fairing.
Every once in a while, County 10 gets approached by someone traveling across the country who has stopped in Fremont County. Sometimes they're driving, sometimes running or walking. A lot of times, though, they are cycling. That's what Daniel Hurd is doing. But he's not just going from coast to coast. He's on a mission to cycle across each of the lower 48 states.
I started this journey just about 2.5 years ago, March 5th, 2018, from Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Oh, well.
I've done this state number 40, so I've gone everything east and south of here.
Okay.
And what really inspired me to do this journey was I attempted suicide 3 times, and I was planning a 4th one when a friend got me on a bicycle. He had tried for like 4 or 5 years to get me on a bike, and I was just not having it. I'm a motorcycle rider. I'm a cyclist now, but at the time I was definitely a motorcycle rider, and I was like, dude, I'm not downgrading myself to a pedal bicycle. There's no way I'm doing it. I thought I was above it. I thought I was better than it. And unfortunately, I did 2 of my 3 suicide attempts during that time frame. If I had done what he asked, I probably could have avoided him, potentially. But I'm thankful that after that 3rd one, he stopped asking me. And he was like, dude, you're coming for a ride. And part of me did it for alternative reasons, unfortunately. I was planning my 4th at the time. So I was like, well, this guy wants to hang out with me. Maybe I'll find a place at a slower speed. And that thing faded away. And I'm a veteran, so what I did to plan this route, I was in a therapy session. My therapist was like, it sounds like you need to visit some of your veteran friends. You did not meet on a bicycle. But yeah, what ended up happening was I mapped out where they all lived, and it was 35 states where people I served with are. And to get to them, it was 42, so it's an extra 6 at that point.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
And Wyoming's actually one of the states that I don't know anybody in.
Okay.
So it's a state that I came into not knowing anybody, and I'm going to leave this state knowing a lot of people.
That's great.
So it's great.
Dan says it didn't take long on his bike before he noticed a complete attitude shift.
About 3 months into this journey, I started feeling really, really good about myself, and but I started getting more comfortable telling my story.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was like, oh, I'm riding for suicide awareness. Like, oh, do you know something? I'm like, yeah, I know a few people.
Sure.
And yeah. I was almost ashamed to tell them it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, talking to certain people, you get more comfortable because they're like, wow, you're doing that for that? I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't know who to talk to. And then I tell them my story. And like, you should tell that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't beat around the bush with it. Just tell it. So I did, and so I became a public speaker before COVID, been on the news over 120 times, so I try to get my message out there. It's not really more so to tell my story, it's to tell our story. It's just my story is different events and different characters, but it ultimately leads, it's everybody's story, it's just that different. So that's what I try to get people to realize is, 3 years ago I thought I had no purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
I was financially struggling. I wouldn't say I'm any better, but I'm happier than I've ever been. I feel richer than I've ever felt in my entire life, and it's technically the poorest of my life. So, but that's what I want to show people is we don't need all glamour. We don't need all these things to survive, and that there is still good people in this world that are willing to help people. And even here in Lander, like, we're coming into the park and they're like, you're almost there. They're cheering us on. And it's amazing to see like how friendly people are just in this community.
Mm-hmm. Recently, Hurd changed a bit of his traveling strategy by building a bicycle camper in Colorado. He says it has pros and cons.
It was a different game changer for me. This bicycle camper came inspired because of my host in Fort Collins. We built one together for him. And I was like, dude, this is just too cool not to like build my own.
Yeah.
So I was fortunate that I found a job for 10 days. I worked 120 hours. And I literally just worked and made the money I needed, got back, built this in 120 hours.
Great. Wow.
So I worked literally just for this. But it's a good setup. It makes it so I don't have to worry about a tent anymore.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the tent was, it was great at the beginning, you know, when there's trees to hide behind, but that's not the case here in Wyoming. And I really appreciated this thing my first 5 days back on the road. leaving Fort Collins because I had four hailstorms.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. There was no way that I could have set my tent up in the amount of wind in everything that was going
yeah.
on.
Wyoming.
It would have, the hailstorm would have been over before I could even got my tent like organized.
Yeah.
If the tent didn't even get holes in it.
Right.
So
yeah.
This thing, it's great because like I see weather coming, or even at lunchtime, I actually really like it because I take siestas now.
Sure, yeah.
So I take like a 3-4 hour lunch and take a nap if I can. And I'm not a napping person. So this is great for me. It gives me more energy. I feel more accomplished. But, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, people ask me like, why would I carry something this crazy? Because the whole setup alone just weighs about 300 pounds. And then with me on it, it's between 450 and 500.
Yeah.
So people are like, that's a lot of pedaling, dude, without a motor or e-bike or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but the way I try to connect everything on my journey. So a bicycle journey is a form of life. You know, we have a lot of ups, we have a lot of downs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the road up is tough. We want to turn around and say, I don't want to do this anymore. Then it's times where you get to that top of that tough hill and you're like, well, life's just kind of going with it. You're going with the flow. You're rolling down the mountain. Other times you feel like you're stagnant. You're going on the flats of the, you know, plains.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that headwind out of nowhere. You're like, why is today tough?
Mm-hmm.
And the next day it's easy because you got the tailwind. So, you know, that's what I try to metaphor it with. And this camper for me is like, you know, we carry a lot of burdens as people in the world. And this is my metaphorical burden that I carry with me so that everybody, and I want to show it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that a lot of us forget is we need, even though we have burdens, it's okay to share those burdens.
He says that now is one of the most important times in human history to spread suicide prevention awareness.
And that's what this is about, is bringing awareness. So like start.opatmovement.com. Mm-hmm. We do a course. It's an online course, especially now with COVID. We want to make it so it's easier for people.
Mm-hmm.
But that course gives people the ability to learn the starting steps on how to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're trying to do. And that's how we can change and make communities suicide safer, especially here in Lander, where just me being here the last couple of days, I've heard about 3 suicides that have happened in this community in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's sad. And I know, as an advocate, I know Wyoming unfortunately has a huge suicide rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that's in large part because of the reservations.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not just the reservation people. It's not just Native Americans. Mm-hmm. It's everybody. And it's something that as communities we have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that is through education.
Despite not knowing anyone in Wyoming initially, Daniel seems pretty impressed by Wyoming overall, especially one Lander restaurant.
Which actually, Cowfish
yeah.
is amazing.
It is, yeah.
It was so good. I ruined John here. He's a traveling musician.
Oh, yeah.
So he told me I ruined his taste buds.
Oh, no.
It was too good.
That's fair. It's really good.
Well, when you go from eating road food all the time, you're like, dude, we're going to have a good meal tonight. Someone gave me money for a good meal. And you eat that, and then you go back to eating road food, and you're like, it doesn't have the same meaning anymore.
It's not the same. Definitely not the same. And he summed up the conversation by re-emphasizing how much the journey has changed him.
The purpose.
Okay.
For me, it was something that I went from not having to having probably more of than I need, but... it's crazy for the fact that it comes from a bicycle for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't matter what it is for anybody else. It's a matter of finding that Zen activity that makes it so that you can enjoy what you're doing and enjoy, spreading that. So
mm-hmm.
I enjoy telling people to go ride a bicycle. I was 270 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost over 100 pounds from that thing.
Totally.
So even before the trailer. So it's, you know, I tell people if you ride 5 miles a day, 5 days a week, you're gonna get healthier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter which way you look at it or how what you consider healthy, it's gonna make you healthier.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I encourage. And it's freeing, you know, when you said you just came from a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like taking that opportunity to take, you know, so many people we forget, and during COVID, a lot more people have tried to take advantage of that, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are like on a typical work week before COVID, people are like, all right, it's Sunday, it's my one day off a week. I'm sitting on this couch and doing nothing, mm-hmm. which is totally acceptable. Yeah. I totally understand that. But that's not that's not your well-being. Mm-hmm. All you just did is take a break from work all week, mm-hmm. and you're just vegging out. You're not engaging your mind. You're not engaging your body. So the next day you go back to work and you're like, man, I don't even feel like I got a day off, mm-hmm. because you really didn't.
Right.
Like, you shut your brain off completely instead of being like, all right, I'm just going to go enjoy the grass, go play outside, go climb a tree or sit under a tree and mm-hmm. do nothing instead of sitting in a room that's got a screen on or whatever it is.
Yep.
So it's, you know, finding, even though we want to be lazy, sometimes having that activity really kind of resets us for the rest of the week.
Finally, Herd shares a message to anyone who may need help.
If you're struggling, be willing to talk about it. Go find people. It doesn't matter if you know them or not. Say, hey, I'm struggling. You know, if they're not engaging you, like, engage them. Like, don't, as hard it is at times to realize that there's people out there that want to help, there is a lot of people out there that are willing to help. Sometimes we're just blind. We have blinders on. We don't see that you need help. So have that happen. But at the same time, those people out there that are in good sound mind and able to give a listening ear, we don't expect those people to be a miracle cure. We don't expect them to fix their problems, but just listen to their problems. And most of the time, we can figure it out ourselves. So be willing to listen. Be willing to talk about it. And anybody that's interested in learning about prevention, they can go to start.opaat.movement.com.
Perfect.
And they can follow my journey at ridewithdanusa.com.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Or Wyoming residents can text WYO, that's YO, to 741-741 for the crisis text line. Recently, Wyoming obtained its own local suicide prevention hotline as well. The number for that is 307-776-0610. Both numbers are in the show notes along with some other links for more resources and ways to follow Dan's journey. A big thank you to Dan for sharing his background and trip details with us. Another big thank you to Porter Supply Company, Rendezvous Dental, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, for making the County 10 podcast possible. If you haven't already, check out some of my other pieces from the field on the podcast, and I'll be back with a new one soon. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, I'm Amanda Faring.